prepare for it. Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you. Sometime, Corinthians. Okay, so let's just wrap. I should continue this tomorrow. Don't forget there will be service tomorrow. There will be Bible seminar tomorrow. Make yourself available if you can. Of course, you should. But you can. We are doing things that are profitable for you in this place. So you try and make yourself available so that you can be blessed. Amen. So that you will Bible seminar tomorrow. We should continue our Jesus tomorrow. Then also, I may continue the part 3 of this one tomorrow. So maintaining your in Christ sanity. This is part two. Maintaining your in Christ sanity. There's an in Christ sanity that you must maintain. So like we read in the first part, we said, as you have received Christ, what should you do? So walk in Him. Amen. As you have received Christ, walk in Him. Same simplicity, same focus on your sin. Use this to walk with Him. Just walk in Him that way. Walk in Him with the same focus on the unseen, with the same simplicity. You are not saved by things, so you must not focus on things. Because you are not saved by things, so upon salvation, you must not focus on things. Any place, any church, any sanctuary that makes you focus so much on things, they will deprive you of your reward in Christianity. They will deprive you of who you are in Christ. If I come to church every day, I'm just telling you about money, business, marriage, I will deprive you of the reward, of the true reward in Christianity. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Okay, because of the foundation we have laid, I will be a bit faster right now. Just try and follow me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Look at your Bible. Christianity is word-based, knowledge-based. 1 Peter 1, 23. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let me read 24. You read 25 for me. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. Verse 25, want to go, guys? But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians 2, verse 10. Come on, be fast. Colossians 2, verse 10. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The word of God that abides forever. You are saved by the unseen. Unseen realities. Colossians 2 verse 10. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Amen. So you have crossed the finish line. You are complete. Nothing can make you feel unworthy. Nothing can make you deficient because you are not deficient. Also, nothing should make you deficient. You are complete. Even when we teach believers good conduct, we are not trying to teach them because they are not complete. We are telling you to behave rightly because you are complete. Amen. Nothing should make you incomplete. No preaching from the pulpit should make you incomplete, should give you the sense of unworthiness, should give you the sense of you are still alienated from God, should give you the sense of there's a distance between you and God. You are complete. Say, I'm complete. See, I've crossed the finish line. So don't forget, let me now proceed right now. I call it maintaining your in Christ sanity. Also, you are not a ceremonial Christian. We have some people who I call that ceremonial Christians, special program Christians. Let me put a banner outside. Even if they don't even know if it's true or not, let me just put a banner outside. Special Sunday. I should now put something in front, in brackets. Holy Ghost Extra Veganza. Are you with me? I just put special. Do you know, at times we just call some Sunday special and there's nothing special there. Are you with me? In my former church, we have Thanksgiving Sunday, right? We have, which other Sundays? We have, Family Sunday, thank you. Mothering Sunday. Mother Day. So Mother Day, you enter church again. I thought you guys are doing it every month. So on such days, especially at least anyway, the one that all of us are used to, every last Sunday or first Sunday of the year, what will happen? Everybody, let's thank God for last year. Funny enough, I think this craze is reducing right now. Before, in the 90s, it's very crazy. You see smokers. 31st of the year for Happy New Year. What are they doing? Rush to a church. I want to enter the new year in a church. Meet. Baboos. I'm coming there soon. For what? Amen. I want to enter. You know, I feel later they're announcing that. I beg you, it's nothing. So nowadays, they are doing their new year in their beer. Before, you will see, maybe they still do it now. People will leave beer parlor by 11:45. By 12:15, they are back there. You just look for the nearest church. And God should not catch me with the beer on the 12th of a new year day. Stuff like that. No. You are not a ceremonial Christian. You're not a ceremonial Christian. That's why when you start putting too much speciality to this, this Sunday, you will make sense start valuing things more than reality. Of course, hope you know that we are not Jehovah's Witness. I mean, we are not. Where you say that, okay, you guys, so you don't do this, I don't do Christmas. Of course, come to my house in Christmas. You will understand the meaning of Christmas. Amen. Praise God. Of course, we can teach the word too. Amen. At least I still have the video. Okay, see New Year, which one is go. Now the saints gather in my house to pan yam. Amen. Praise God. We still have the video. Let me not mention the name of those who cannot pan. Amen. Just these do pan the competition. Amen. You know, brothers that you are so anyway, let's focus on in Christ. Amen. So ceremonies don't define your faith. They don't define your faith. Or when you are born again, was there any ceremony? Any ceremony to celebrate it? As you just became born again, that should not be your excitement. Special Sunday ministry, special anointed prophetess, Tokwe Alabi. Then, I'm not castigating the woman. No. I love her. I've sent instruments for her before. But because of that, now quickly, just your everything, pa, you are there. Bible seminar. You're not a ceremonial Christian. Have you observed? Do you think we don't know how to do special program? Are you with me? Well, first, get what I mean. I'm not saying anybody that does program, they are wrong. But I'm saying, do you think? We have been around for how many years now? 2 years. If there's anything I can call special program, that was when Pastor Seku came, remember? And August Hotel, when we were sitting there. Are you with me? Pastor Yami was coming this year. I announced like a week to that day. Are you with me? Pastor Simi was coming. I announced a week to that day. Is it that I dishonored them? No. I just don't want you to focus on what? On special things. You are in Christ's sanity is not to be maintained once in a year. That's why at times we do a good program and you suddenly see people from different from the blues, brother, I didn't know you are seeing Christ. Oh, you came? Awesome. Amen. It's okay, but I'm saying to maintain your in Christ sanity, your own focus must not be ceremony. Is that, are you getting me? Sure. I can even use a very clear example. You can even go for a word program once in a year, and you don't have. And after that, that is it. And you're not into ministry. No. To maintain your sanity, you don't focus on these special things. It must be constant. Are you getting the point, brother? Go to same Ephesians 2. We don't build your consciousness on things. Ephesians 2 verse 20, and are built upon the foundations of the what? Apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Philippians 1 verse 9, we build you on Jesus Christ. We don't build saints on things. On things. Yeah, Philippians 1 verse 9. Philippians 1 verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgments. Where I'm going today is actually verse 10. Let's read verse 10 together, guys. One to go. That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why I also tell you that you have to interpret all this day in context. You enter Hebrew right now. Some day will refer to what? Salvation. This one, a day of Christ, should refer to glorification. So, that you may be sincere and without offense till the what? Till the day of Christ. Say things that are excellent. Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. That word, things that are excellent, means, it's a Greek word, diapheros, D-I-A, P-H-E-R-O, D-I-A, P-H-E-R-O. It means things of importance, things that matter. More excellent, things that matter, things that are important. You give yourself to things that matter. There are some things that they don't matter, yet we are celebrating. I'm coming to them today. 2 Peter 1 verse 16. Things that matter. Things that matter. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. For we have not, are you there? Let's read together. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitness of his majesty. Please write this down. That word fabus is Greek word mutos. M-U-T-H-O-S. M-U-T-H-O-S. It means fiction. Fiction. A narrative. A story. A tale. A fiction. No fiction. We know Avengers is a fiction. Amen. Some people are almost crying when Thanos killed everything. Whether it's a fiction. But we have not followed cunningly devised fiction, invention, falsehood. That's Mutox. M-U-T-H-O-S. That is not what we are following in church. Are you getting me? Say church is reality. Not fabus. Fabus is in Yoruba. What is it? Fabus. Fables. Thank you. No man. Amen. That's why I'm your pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Cornel device. Say fabu. Say fables. Okay. By my right hand, say left hand, say fables. Say fables. You're not too. Say fables. Awesome. Hallelujah. So we have not followed cornelly devised fables. When you are seeing us preaching in church, coming every day, it's not for something fabricated. If this is not real, the hope of mankind is gone. If what we are saying is not true, then the purpose for man is meaningless on earth. Then truly man has no purpose for existence. Truly we can all become free thinkers or atheists. It's either it is true or it's a fabu. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now, let me just give you two clear stuff. We have two proofs that the word of God is not a fable. Two proofs. Number one, power. Acts 1:8. You shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you shall be witnesses unto me. That's where I'm going. That witness means you shall be a record. Write Acts 1:8 in your Bible. Write it down. That means you shall be a record. That means power is a proof that I am alive. Hallelujah. Say power is a proof that Jesus is reality. Hallelujah. Power. 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 Oh, glory to God. wait for you. Power is a proof that this is not a fable. You written down Acts 1:8. Now, apart from power, we also have eyewitness account of his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Let me say it again. When I mean power, I mean fables don't heal the sick. Are you with me? Fables don't cast out demons. Fables don't heal madmen. Amen. When you see us lay hands on people and they receive healing, fables don't do that. Have you watched Avengers so much one day and one Sunday, suddenly your hand to start turning to Winter Soldier? And are you with me? Praise God. That means power is a proof that what we are saying is not fables. Oh, glory to God. Say there's power in Christianity. I had a friend. I'm still chatting with that. We are very close in Zamfara State when we serve together and everything. We are in the same Bible study unit together, and he's doing a lot. And suddenly, I just saw him and just since this year just started becoming a free thinker, or just like, don't worry, God is in everybody. There's no special thing. No, all this Christian, everybody's just after their own thing. I said, okay, so those years that you minister the power of God, that you speak in tongues, is it a joke? I said, one must be joke. Either what you are saying now or those years. He could not reply. You know how dangerous first can be? Somebody that has minister power, that has spoken, that did everything. One day just say, all these things, it's just nothing. Amen. Say, maintaining, you are in Christ, sanity. Actually, what actually happened is that I think he just got married, he traveled somewhere, then he lost contact with good people. As if when you are not strong and you just travel to all these countries, some of you just come back, become a free thinker. I beg Jerry, see, all these people, you go and kill all of them because I beg Jerry, let's also do our business. You see, it's gone. Sanity is gone. Amen. Some of you, a lot of people, if they hear gospel clearly, before you travel, learn doctrine. There's no God wants also to expand, but for you to now live here to a place where you will now be hearing God once in a blue moon. Amen. When I traveled there, it was a whole town. There was no single church except for Protestant and Catholic. To travel from one state to another, actually put a middle school for a church. Thank God, it's redeemed. 6 months. So don't think that there is that's why I'm saying. See, if the problem of Nigeria improves, or if we suddenly had a good president, that students can go to school without thinking of how to pay school fees. You know, there's a way they do it in overseas. Like overseas, it's not that you pay for everything. You go to school free. But when you start working, what will they do? They will be collecting it back. It's gradually. So where everything is working, transition is working, if everything is working, most churches, they don't know what to push again. I tell you the truth. For instance, if all the roads are fine and they take care of armed robbers, and the train systems are fine, all the prayers of every blood-sucking demon on the expressway, the prayer will expire. And everybody is following speed limit. Is that a brother Tolu? Amen. All the blood, all those blood-sucking, the prayer will not work again. They say, why? Why? They say, see statistics. They did the road. See the accidents. Reduced from how many to how many? So, why the prayer? So you must build yourself on reality. Because you are struggling now, you are collecting a lot of, okay, I think, anyway, see, have they increased it? Have you received it in your hand? Has anybody received it? You have been saying this thing for campaign strategy. Don't mind all the Buharis. They use it for campaign strategy. Since they didn't pay it. Who is talking about approval? Bring the money, Abby. And the IJ said that did not collect it, that she was. Give you in arrears. Amen. Praise God. Because you are still struggling with a minimum wage. That's only got to a place. Don't worry, you have the official car, everything, everywhere is cool, you don't need AC, but you have to put on heater to heat up your life. And everything just clean. The road is clean. You are going. You don't can't, you cannot smell the normal demons you see on this road. So suddenly you just want to ask yourself, so why should I pray? Hope you know it takes a lot for you to be in comfort. Yes, you want to labor for 12 hours. Amen. No, I just prayed. Let God just bless all of you with like 10 million each. I'll now call for church. I know 10 million is actually, but let's start from there. Then I call for, sir, peace. We are praying for 24 hours. She just said, you know, pastor, actually praying for what? I just want to know what we are praying for. Is it that the branches are not doing well? What do they need? Pastor, before we pray, actually, have we looked at the type of keyboard they are using? Is it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn it now, because I pray for all of you that you all do well in life. Amen? Amen. Praise God. But learn it now. Or else, when comfort comes, husband is here. In fact, if you need extra, you will get. And everything is just cool. Thank you. Suddenly you just ask. So, VG on Monday. VG for what? Sorry, I didn't say tomorrow's video. I said for what? Pastor? Vigil? It's not VG going to be Vigil? Hallelujah. Say, I maintain my in Christ sanity. Come what may. I've told you, 80% of ministry conscious ladies, they enter marriage and they become what? Pure water. 80%. Go and check. Suddenly, you just remember. Okay. Even Bible said that we are permitted to be distracted now that we are married. I'm no more single. I have to care for the things of the world. Hey, Jesus. Let's leave that. 1 John 1:1. So it is only if Christianity is a faboo, that is why you will think that once there is comfort, everything is fine, I don't really have to serve. That's why even right now that you are God is here helping all of us, you should not serve because of things. I tell you, once some of us, even as you are praying in tongues, silencing your mind, what you are thinking about is, let the money come. It's just somewhere there. Are you with me? I was thinking that, okay, at least I've prayed 6 hours. Pastor Goza lay hands on me yesterday. Then on Monday, my boss just called me. He's a tech. 1M. Amen. Praise God. Just call, okay, come. Just become manager. Oh, brother Luke, just come. Amen. And this is what happens. Once some people have hoped for years, you will break through. You will enter. Pastor Nyaka says it's only a thief that breaks through. I would say why don't I enter through the door? Why must you break through? Amen. Oh Lord. Go to Port Harcourt. Just check there. Just walk through the street. You see flyer. Oh Lord, I must armor. My year of armoring. My husband, now he's in Abuja, my husband must prosper. I don't understand that prayer. Therefore, every single is what? Exempted from the prayer. Okay. Do you think if your husband prospers in advance, you think he will come for her? Like Grace said yesterday, just go for one imported. Hallelujah. Oh God. Praise God. Just go for Brashim is a speck. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't worry, she's part of us. 1 John 1:1. Focus on realities, not on things. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2, guys, want to go? For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Hallelujah. Say, Christianity is real. Thank God for that message, reality of Christianity, Pastor Nainka. Acts 10:38. Be fast, come on. You can finish this in 20 minutes if you can be fast. But if you are, I'm saying that you're not opening your Bible, I will be elongating it. Open your Bible, then we go. Simple. Amen. Acts 10, come on, 38. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about what? Doing good. Don't forget, God gave him the Holy Ghost. Jesus now took the power of the Holy Ghost and he went about what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem, which whom they slew and hanged on a tree. See, this man say we are witnesses. That means we saw it. Verse 40, him God raised up the third day and show him how openly. He is trying to prove to them what we are telling you is not fable. It's not a fiction. Even the whole world knew somebody died 200 years ago. That's why our date is still 2019 AD. After the death of who? Is it Muhammad? Verse 40, not to all people, but unto us witnesses, chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Men drank and ate with the resurrected Jesus. Glory. After he came out of the dead, they ate with him. They saw him, he passed through walls, he came out. Hallelujah. He showed them. And in his wisdom, not to all people. You check 1 Corinthians 15, you also see the same account there. Amen. Say Christianity is real. So when we are saying one day we are going to have an immortal body, it's not fable. Stop seeing things we are teaching in church. That's why we not value teaching meeting. Because we are seeing all these things. Understand Genesis. Well, what is the business? Am I even sure there's an Adam? Amen. No, once you are not sure there's an Adam, we're in trouble. Praise God. It's not fable. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he whom was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. 43, everybody wants to go? To him gave all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth on him shall receive remission of sin. Hallelujah. Say Christianity is not fiction. Say it's not make-believe. It's reality. Amen. Paul said, if all our hope is in things of this world, we are of all men most miserable. So, when I'm saying it's reality, if we say we have the Spirit, it means what? We have the Spirit. And repeat, we have the Spirit. When we say we have the Holy Ghost, when we say we have the Holy Ghost, we mean what we say. That is why we don't sing, let the Spirit of the Lord come down. It will take away your sanity. Hallelujah. Colossians 2 verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you. It's like they are thieving from you. They are spoiling your goods. They are stealing from you. Not really like spoil like this, but it's like they are stealing from you. Spoil you through what? Philosophy. Say philosophy. Now check the Greek. Now in context here, philosophy is good though, okay? But in the context here, philosophy will mean intelligent nonsense. Pastor Mickey Way. Intelligent nonsense. Philosophy. That means the thing is intelligent, but what? Nonsense. I didn't know how his members forgave him for that stupid utterance. That is a tithe of the tithe. Jesus is a tithe. Because you are trying to authenticate tithing. So even Jesus is a tithe of who again? He's a tithe of what? The God created the universe, he took a tithe. He created the Milky Way, took a tithe. Created the tithe of Jesus. So we are the tithe of Jesus. I don't get it. It's stupidity. And you are selling it to sin. That's the issue now. If you are stupid, be stupid in your house. But when you now put stupidity on microphone, what are you doing? Open roof. It's not fair. Amen. I'm coming to songs today. I'll talk about songs. Then we stop. I was talking to a man. I put a question to a lady on one. Oh Lord, set my heart on fire for you. And one big man in Nigeria came on my wall. I was quoting Job 42. What he doesn't know? What me I've preached upon? Me I've done series on. You are quoting Job 42 for me. I still have the screenshot. Is it somewhere? In me, what is it that darkest cancer without knowledge? I didn't even know it was that popular in Nigeria. I forgot. I sing his songs, but I didn't know. I was like, sir, sorry, it seems like you are familiar. Who are you? Where we start? Then I remember you are the one that sang, is your name in the book of life? Thank God for Tola. She said, sir, that's this man. He's the one that sang a song that made all of us cry, weep, lament in school. Sir, you are the one. I just forgot the discussion. Papa, come here. I forgot all his title. What is that? That means now he has produced stupidity. Now even the stupidity now is beyond him. Even if he says today, okay, sorry, this product, I am no more what selling. They said, don't worry, we are bought already. People will do choreography. White. He said, it's your name in the book of life. And they can never sing that song and you will feel confident. Never. Never. You will never feel complete. Where is the book of life? Have you seen it before? In your room? All the people will tell you, in Christ. Either is in Christ, is a new creation. In Christ. In one place, you say book of life, and you are still worried. In Christ. Is that not enough? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, my fellow laborers and retitor, UTTC, whose names are in the book of life. Simple. However, how they are. I mean, despite their issues. Whose names are in the book of life? Yeah, Paul used one telescope to view heaven. Oh, God, please, page 295. Brother God, this name is not complete. Where is the rest? He changed the name. God, can you check very well? Have you edited this name? She got married, actually. Yes. Which name will God use? The one on your national ID card? On your ATM? On your... Which one? Say, I'm in Christ. Say, the identity of God is in me. Is the identity. No, stop looking for fabulous. On the last day, long queue. The band will stand like this. The band will stand behind him. And on the same queue, you too, you now see Pastor Nainka. Abi? No, that was your imagination now. Of course, behind him, you now see Benny White, you know? Both of them, they will be fighting there. So you are the one that caused all this. how long would the kill be? So everyone will be judged according one by one. And God says, see the Ten Commandments. We just forget. We forget things. Say God is a spirit. I'm coming to that soon. Back, Jerry. Vain philosophy. And, sorry, true philosophy and vain deceit. Say vain deceit. That word vain, please write K-E-N-O-S. That's the Greek word. Kenos apate. Kenos, K-E-N-O-S, then A-P-A-T-E. Vain deceit. Some people think when we preach like this, people will just be committing. Come on, come for my Bible seminar now. Maybe you have time to commit things. Come for VG now. Friday, we prayed all night here. From one night, went to program again. As I was driving, I just checked my head in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from my mother's side, we are not catching up with him today. We all of them are sleeping. Why you have all that? You think you have time? Then when we preach all this, they will be seen. Vain deceit. It means, something, a fruitless endeavor. That's meaning. Vain of void of purpose. Empty-handed. Like a vessel that contains nothing. Devoid of truth. Covenant year of vengeance. As a church year team. This is the covenant year of the Lord's vengeance. Vain deceit, empty nonsense. You think it's only Christianity that does all this year of? Google it. Google UAE. United Arab Emirates. That is where we have Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and the rest. Currently, they are in the year of tolerance. You get me? Like a country. And almost anti, I can call it almost anti-God. But they said, this year is our year of tolerance. No, it even sounds like the fruit of the Spirit. It's written though, clearly. On their street, everything that, yes, the emir, no, they don't have president, they have emirate, right? So the king said, this year is our year of tolerance. So you are still doing year of, but their own is even better than some churches. Unbelievers are having year of tolerance. You are having covenant year of vengeance. They are alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember in other series when I tell you that it will be hard for an unbeliever to deny God. They will still try and reflect some part of God, just that they just don't get to the end. Amen. I just saw that. I said, what? Year of tolerance. Unbelievers. Yeah, and you come to church and you see some people. Of course, if you know the church, they don't smile. How would they smile? What, you know what they have been praying for the past 1 hour? They will now come out looking. Anytime, you know how Brazil looks anytime ATM is having issues. You now come looking. Ah! Why? Demon. Like, how will they smile? Bible says, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that is kingdom of God. Their own is battle, war, vengeance, and terror in the Holy Ghost, something like that. How will you look? Somebody say, yes. When I was in the world, I was the second in command of the devil. So if you see his face, you see me. Sir, are you sure you have left being the second in command of the devil? You are still frowning like an unbeliever. Glory to God. Vain deceit. Delusion. Like I said in the morning, like in prayer, some of you still prefer long grammar. You know, if they can script a prayer for you, oh God, I know this thing before. Every aggrandized Gantuan mountain positioned on the bearing, on the locust bearing of my, they will just put mathematics, put it with everything. Because a guy, my God. You see, grammar, will now get it. They pray in tongues. Oh Lord, the battle. See, hey, now it's prayer. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. My father, what? Oh, all the battle that fought my father, that overcame my father, now is on me. A battle to both my children. Hey, no, imagine they are children. What we have to everybody? Yeah, all the mothers will say, I'll be a mom. What are you waiting for? Not the issue. Even MFM cannot correct the problem of die. They started this new. Even Catholics, some of them are doing die now. You know? Go to Catholics in school, not the ones in all this one. Catholic in school. In fact, if they stop today, can't take it from me. Let's leave that. Praise God. Why are we doing all that? We are making saints stupid. That's what I'm saying. Saints will be acting stupid in their office. We have told them that they must make it. Therefore, and so once the making is not coming through salary, what will they do? You are forcing them. You are luring them towards something. Bible teaches contentment. You are saying we break through. I think I didn't like you. I like you. But that's what is in the Bible. Say contentment is there. He said, walk, then be content. Say, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Say, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Don't worry, I'll meet your needs, but be content. It's there. That's what is there. Well, I know you are sad. Not my fault, too. Amen. That is why he said, the best way we can meet our needs is teach saints correctly. That means he that asks will be liberal. He will give to he that does not have. But if you hear now, there's a miracle money man in town. When Pastor Gbisa was speaking yesterday, and he jokingly said, you know, he was talking about miracles of multiplication, talking about the multiplication of foods in the Bible. Now he said, what of money? So he said, do we multiply money? Somebody was already saying, glory is received. I said, ah, yeah. Quickly, he said, oh, God, he said, that was. Hallelujah. He just said, miracle money. It's a Nigerian problem. That's what I'm saying. It's a Nigerian problem. There are some of these things. You dare not preach it outside the country. You cannot preach further than that. Every wish in your village. No, they don't. Do they have villages? Okay, they still have villages. Yeah. Your uncle that is doing you, die. You can't say it in UK. Why? It's because of the backwardness of our judicial system. All the judicial people that they are not doing their work. It's because of the backwardness of the judicial system. That a man of God will say he killed 3 wishes in the village yesterday and he will go away with it. See them? All they know to be settling election petition. Let's just leave that one. Judiciary is the problem of Nigeria. If the head is correct, everybody says it will be correct. Come and preach now. Hallelujah. So, like I was talking about, like, for instance, praying in church. Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself. In the Amplified Version, it said he improves himself. You improve yourself. Well, some of you just want, if I pray in my Yoruba, Olorun ogbagba ti gba, Olorun ogbagba ti gba, Olorun gbagba ti gbagba gba, Olorun fa, sorry, you can say your own language. Olorun fa, Olorun fo, Olorun fa fo fo. Ah, Oluwa to. Ah, ogbenu mu di asola, I see okay. Owo kebe bi, owo kebe re bi jabi e bi ewu, you know sir? Like the God that wears that is the one that wears what, no, not the kebe. Kembe is all these short Yoruba shorts that when he say anytime God wants to fight, he wear kembe. he wear shorts. He will not go to the place of fighting. Hey, we use them to praise God. Ekunoko Pharaoh. You don't even know that the one that hey say Pharaoh, I am your boss. I show you liar. Ah, I'm the boss man. Amen. Speak in tongues, sing in tongues. Hallelujah. That is the wisdom of God. That is sanity. Once you are giving yourself to you are not acting well. Not you anyway. I trust God for better things about you. Amen. So stop patronizing meat. M-Y-T-H-S. Give yourself to excellent things. That's what I'm saying since. Just give me 15 minutes, I'll be done. That you may approve things that are excellent. Give yourself to excellent things. Stop patronizing myths. Myths are things like widely believed but false misconception. Or widely heard but false belief. Widely heard but false belief. Misconception. For instance, in praising God, for instance, who told you down steps is praising God? I've been pursuing that topic for a long time. Down steps. Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't know if I should read what I just wrote here or I should edit it in my mind before I say it to you. Honestly, I should just have mercy. Like, how do you think beats? How many beats you have? No Alive, right? No Wara, no Calypso, you know, reggae, right? They are all inventions of, is it God or man? Man. How do you think that is what we praise God? You think praise God? Just focus on me before you sing. I want to throw away the drums. Hold on. See 1 Peter 2. Now open your Bible. If you don't get what I'm saying, just open the Bible. That's what I'm saying. Bible is authoritative. 1 Peter 2. You think if God, I remember when this when Awilo came those years. Hey Jesus, what do you think started from Lepagawo? Eh? You didn't know? Oh, are you that young? It started from Awilo Logamba. Come on to tap, right? Yo ma pe, upe kupe bamba in my country. So one woman just. Then they are saying, "Let's go, ah, don't go." Papa, mom, wash your well. Then this beat entered. We call it Makosa. Oh God, oh God, you will forget your sorrow. Now, don't forget where I started from. If you lose it, you don't get where I'm going. I've told you initially that nothing can condemn you. The things cannot condemn you. But also, things don't praise God. Things don't, that means that beat, Makosa, you know, then there was one side of the story that, this beat is from where? Beat of air. Say, reggae is the devil himself. When you see the guys playing Bob Marley and, you know, what's the name of this problem? Thank you. Say, reggae. No, they could not beat reggae in show for a long time. I don't understand. Reggae just like, let your hand just shing the way it's beating the drum. That's all. I didn't know. You guys, if you are not beating drums, I can teach you reggae now. You will beat it. Pants. Down. Let's get together and be let's get together and be. Has demon enter you now? Amen.
So now, don't forget now. Get the point. Although these things cannot condemn you, but also know they are not what praises God. That is even why they cannot condemn you. Because it's not the beat, it's not how the beat goes that praises God. See 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let me read verse 9. You will, okay, let's read verse 9 together. Guys, want to go? But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. So who shows the praises of God? Us, right? Verse 10, want to go? Which in time past are not a people, but are now the people of God. Hallelujah. Which hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. So we are the one that voices his praise, his praises. Let me say it this way. That voice is beyond words. Let me explain to you. For instance, to praise God, find out what he wants. Praises is not what he wants. But to praise God, find out what God wants. You must see it is beyond the way we praise our father, mother, husband. John 4, be fast, come on, let me start rushing. John 4, please look at verse 20. Our fathers worship in this mountain. You say Jerusalem is the place to worship. Jesus said unto a woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this watch in this mountain nor as Jerusalem worship the Father. That means you will no longer have to worship the Father based on things. You worship what you know not, but we know what to worship. 23. But the hour cometh, and now is the hour when the what true worshippers shall worship where? The Father in the Spirit, right? Which is truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. 24. Want to go, guys? God is in spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Write this down. So, praising God is in the spirit, not in dance step. So, in the spirit is our reality. That's what he's saying. In spirit, which is truth. Spirit that is truth. God, let me say it again. God is not worshipped in things. It's not even about where you are. We praise him by verbalizing the realities of our spirit. How do we praise him? We speak the realities of our spirit. So that means when our words are against truth, even our instruments are abomination. You get it? When your words is against the truth of the gospel, all your instrument for worship, everything is what? Abomination. That means all these things, they are only useful when your voices are correct, when your words are correct. I'm coming soon. See Hebrews 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, 15. Please look at your Bible, be fast. I want to be fast so we can go. Got somewhere to be. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, that means by Jesus. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of what? Praise to God, our often, continually. This is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, find out his will and order your songs accordingly. That's the first thing. I'm coming. Find out his will and order your songs accordingly. 1 Timothy 2. So, for instance, now, what is the will of God? I'll be fast, just be writing it down and be listening. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So that means salvation is his will. So, when we sing about salvation, what are we doing? We are praising God. Please try and think on what, listen to what we're reading. When you sing about his, your words must be about his will. Not that anything we do in church. At times, we just find some songs. Some are to glorify demons. Some to glorify self. Some God. We mix it together because of beats. Because, no, Igina, if you just finish singing, God, I was such an expert before. You know, there are some songs that flows with other songs. There are some songs that cannot follow. That means because you just finish singing, hey God.
I remember some, don't worry.
So because of the beat, intelligently, there is something else that you follow. So that means you are ready to sacrifice, because of beats, you are ready to what, sacrifice reality.
No.
See Luke 10. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Now, this is where I'm going. Now, do you know this song? Demons tremble at my presence, right? What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about me is praise. Awesome. Perfect. Amen. We don't sing it yet. Now, remember, God is a spirit. You worship him in spirit, which is truth. That means that you have sang the song in church. Are you with me? That is not enough to praise God. To praise God is what the song does to you. So if you sing demons tremble at my presence, and you got home, you saw a cockroach, hey! You ran away. Have you praised God? No. When you sing God, a man who died for man, and he rose as a man, and you cannot preach God, a man who died for man, have you praised God? No. So it's not that God usually look at every, okay, at the first assembly, they sang 15 minutes today. Okay, thank you. Oh, I'm fine. Plus, since community, they sang 20 minutes. Oh, awesome. Plus, Kosa, they sang 2 hours. Oh, awesome. Plus, God just adding everything together. Pa, 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 pa. Oh, I'm fine. No! Praising God is with our life.
It was small.
Praising God is with our life. That means it is the things that the songs make us to do that is what? Praising God.
You get me.
That means everything choir sang today now, they have not yet praised God until we see it in your life. It is lives that praise God. You get that? It's not your Yoruba elder or Yoruba king that anytime he hears after that, you say, we lift our hands in this century. If God should be shaking heaven based on our beats, how often will we be shaking? Every day. Maintaining your in Christ sanity. That is why you should not arrange dance step before song. Are you okay? The dance step will not praise God. In fact, your dances should be spontaneous. Should not be planned for. Are you with me? I am not saying don't demonstrate. You are a man. And your hand can move unless you have... Okay, as I'm preaching right now, did I plan that? Okay, maybe I see before the mirror in the morning. Okay, as you are preaching... I'll do like this. No? Is that how? That means as I'm preaching, you are seeing what? Demonstrations, right? Which tries to emphasize. Now, see my hand now. Emphasize, right? I did like this, right? Did I plan for it? No. But because I want to emphasize, then I did like this. So, when you are singing, so, you know, plenty romance today in the name of singing. You have, oh God. They will first argue for weeks. Which, what is the choir robe? Choir robe. Choir robe. No, this color does not really paint God's holiness. No, this one does not, you know, look like an heavenly choir. You have to, okay. After you have this, okay. Okay. Everything. Now, okay, let's just wear the Anglican robe. Robe. Awesome. Now, therefore, now choir Riaza. Riaza. Say, oh! Riaza is fine. I'm not saying it's not fine. But have you praised God with your Riaza? No! It is until saints, all your Riaza is just so that they can hear what you are saying and so that they will not discard it. It is what you are saying that they now take as ministry that is praising God. Let me just rush through some stuff. So, like you saw in Luke chapter 10, casting out of demons is praising God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when I sing his song in church and his song makes me to do the works of Jesus, heal the sick, I am praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I sing, when we sing about our reality in church, that is not enough. But when I now start acting as one who has the reality, if after you have sung that you are righteous, you are forgiven, you got to the retreat and somebody said, heaven only helps those who help themselves. Say it's true self. What is our thing? You have not praised God. It's life that praises God. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, let me give you a bit more, then I'll close. So, like I wrote in my note, obedience is praising God. Songs don't praise God on their own. In fact, words that we don't mean, don't praise God. Words that we don't mean. That means you are saying something that you don't mean. It does not praise God. If a song reveals God to us, then that is awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget, like I said, God didn't invent songs and music. It's not God. Man did. Man did. So, when our song teaches us about him, and it makes sense, awesome. Songs are the same thing as teaching meeting. They are teaching you. That is why there's something that we can do as musicians that we call intro. No intro? That means everybody you first do some Okay, let me do come one that you use in Alujo. Do re mi re mi fa mi fa so do do no 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 do la fa ti so re so ti la fa. Sorry, nobody knows music here. What is it? What? You know. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to Orlando. Oh, what is the name of this one? Oh, Jesus. God has saved our soul. Amen. So, that thing called intro, that has not praised God. You are it's good. Do it in the club. I will come. With my wife, of course. We listen. Are you with me? Talent is not wrong, but God does not need every talent. Write it down your note. The church does not need every talent. E.g., if you are an arm robber, what? What do you say? Come and praise God with what you have. Praise God with your talent. If you are a soldier in your ex-life, you will be an archer. Ah. Yeah. You make a soldier your archer. I said, Bratuli, sit there. You guys say it's not sitting. What will he do to him? Hallelujah. You don't praise God with your talents. Baba, how will you praise God? Come on, be babbing pastor. Are you with me? With your talents, have a good life, make money. Praising God is according to scripture. We praise God with our life. I'm not saying don't be good, though. But I'm saying, as we are doing everything, it must be clear that the attention of the people is not in the music. The attention is in the words. That is why it is a calamity of the highest order in Christianity to be singing songs that people don't know. What's the meaning? What's the meaning? If I ask Once people who are from there, they will know the meaning. So you, it does not make sense. Does not make the song do, I mean, does not make you do anything for God. Do you get that? It is sanity to sing what you know. That is why, that is the only purpose, that is purpose for this thing. I will put here. It's so that as we are saying it, at times even your sonorosity has carried away the message. Then we quickly put it on top. See it. But you think the angelic voice of IG and EZ is what we are telling to focus on. Exactly. Say maintaining, you're in Christ, sanity. Don't sing songs you don't know. Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, a living sacrifice, only acceptable to God. This is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. That's the point. What is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? That is praising God. Hallelujah. That is praising God. Romans 6 verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is praising God. Hallelujah. Like we read today, this morning, Colossians 3 verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, as Christ forgave you, even so do ye. When you forgive your neighbor, you are praising God. Are you getting it? Yes. God is not worshipped by your shake the bum that Jesus gave you. Reality, truth. Amen, amen. So when you don't forgive and you are thinking that you are forgiving church, you are not serious. The reality is, praises God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, don't forget. Things don't praise God, but things may help our song to flow. Like, for instance, now I'm going to end the sermon so I can cool down. Say, okay, Baba, please help us with keyboard. Stuff like that is to just to flow. It's for man. It's not for God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Now, I think some of you discard the songs there because they are not popular. No, we are trying to teach you priority. Amen, amen. So, right words that causes us to know him more. Right words that makes us do ministry is praising God. Are you with me? Right words that causes us to do ministry and the ministry. That means if after everything you have left, you have learned in church, everything, if you don't go home and practice, you have not praised. Say we don't praise God in falsehood. Say we praise God in reality. Pastor Nasa, Pastor. Okay. So, conclude. We had a book in the Bible. We call it Psalms, right? Huh? When the book of Psalms was written, if the priority was songs, why didn't David put the turning suffer there? Oh, bless the Lord, oh my. So why didn't, as he just write each verse, this is the turning suffer. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Hurrah, hallelujah. Do. Know that. Each verse should have has its own. His own notes. That means the priority is words. The words. Especially what the words will make you do. Not the tone. Not whether it's soprano, treble, terrible, whichever. Hallelujah. Let us read three Psalms and we'll be done today. Psalm 103. Oh, glory to God. From verse 1. They are long. We have to read. This is praising God. This thing we batten you some consciousness of boldness. Are you ready? Let's read together from verse 1. Want to go? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within him. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth how many? All thy iniquities. Who healeth how many? All thy diseases. Who redeemeth that my life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Amen. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. 10, 1, 2, go, guys. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us. Glory. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are called psalms because they put priority on redemption. When you read this right now, you have that consciousness of righteousness. That is praising God. It's your life that will praise God. It's your life that will praise God. In fact, praising God is pleasing God. That's all. Get us? Praising God is pleasing God. Don't seem like your traditional ruler. Two more psalms. Psalm 118. Verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in my distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Go to verse 13. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and it's become my salvation. The voices of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. I shall not die, but live, declaring the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastised me so, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 20, come on. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and at my salvation. 22. The stone which the builders rejected is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Salvation. We will rejoice, glory, and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. That is Hosanna. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that art comment in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 27, come on, keep reading. The God is the Lord, which hath shown us light, and bind the sacrifice with cause, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, for his mercies endureth. Hallelujah. Can say this is not a boss. This is not a boss. If you are focusing on those words, imagine Jesus is just dancing with... Okay, we read one more. Imagine Paul is just dancing with Psalm 118. Oh, the stone that builders rejected is becoming the head of cornerstone, of cornerstone, of cornerstone, of cornerstone, of cornerstone. No, remember that thing that was on WhatsApp? That before, songs, you should have plenty of lyrics. Like before, you want to sing about there is water in the kettle, and the kettle was on fire, and blah blah blah. But nowadays, that's it. Oh, say water, water. 6 times say water, water. Say kettle. That's it. Repeat kettle 10 times. Say kettle, kettle. That means, yeah. Modulate, come on. Oh, what do you call that? Transport. Say kettle. No words again. You funny enough, if you see the old raps, they have more words. Now, just see anything. Anything. Now, just enter songs. Rats, creak, papa. Eh? Boom. Bam. The skin goes, cry. Pa, 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 pa. Scream, papa. Dun, 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 dun. Give him. You go dun 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 dun. You go. You don't know. No intelligence again. Imagine power just dancing. Hallelujah. Focus on words. See, tomorrow, why do people like, sorry to say, why do people like Celine Dion? The lyrics. Why do you like Westlife? The lyrics.
sing one for you now. You start feeling, oh.
You are the queen of my heart.
Are you with me? Say what? And don't forget, for instance, okay, this funny one. Please, I'm not teaching this as doctrine. I'm just using it to explain to you. I remember there's this day I sang this. What is the name of this? Can put the play mommy guy. What's his name again? Akon. I remember that year, it should be 2007. I was in church. I've heard this song before. Now I'm a Christian. Maybe God wants to teach me how to forgive my neighbor. I'm not understanding by scripture. Please don't do this. And that day I was now singing, yeah, you could put the blame on me. Sorry for the times that he was there. And I was crying. And I found the song. Everybody that, not that I offended them, they offended me and they refused to call me again. I called all of them. Hallelujah. Now, if I see where I'm going, if I only listen to the song and didn't take any step, the song has not blessed me. What is the blessing? I now reconciled. Hallelujah. So songs is to our intent. That's what I'm saying. Imagine, okay, see this last one we'll be reading, Psalm 16. And we'll be done. Maintain your in Christ and don't give yourself to frivolities. You can go for a party. It's not antichrist. Birthday party, ceremony party. In fact, your dad died that many years ago. We want to turn his back around. You understand? Your dad is not resting on the right side of. Say, let's shift him very well. Or he has been lying on his back all this while. Let's put him the other way. You can go, no problem. As long as you're not even wasting your life. As long as you're not missing VG. Are you with me? You can go. But church is the ground and pillar of truth. That means when you are here, that no fictions. Okay, how many of you knew Avengers is fiction? You all knew, right? Yes, you watched, right? You loved. Should we now come to church and see the celebrated fiction? Say no. Say no. So imagine Psalm 16. Imagine when Jesus was reading Psalm 16. Imagine he was only doing praise and worship with it. And he's not reflecting on it. Psalm 16, are you there? It's a psalm for Jesus. Scriptures testify about him. Are you there? From verse 1, just read everything. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I do put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, unto the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasteneth after another God, that drink offerings of blood, will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. Verse 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are following to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a godly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel, and reins also instructed me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, nor suffer thy only one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and thy right hand is precious forever. Hallelujah. Imagine when Jesus was reading this on that. Don't be doing Yahoo's here with it. Just for God. He will get to hell. What will raise him up? Hallelujah. Because we hope he was raised from the dead according to the scripture. Same way when he started ministry. How did he start ministry? He opened Isaiah chapter 61 for them in Luke chapter 4. He said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. That means, how did he start ministry? He has prophesied in the scripture. His incarnation as what? As prophesied. An angel came to Mary, right? Isaiah 9 brought it to Mary. That one said, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. And she said, let it be unto me according to your word. And the incarnation happened. Praise God. So I was raised from the dead according to the scripture. So imagine Jesus was only dancing with scripture. Now we call them psalms. Looks like songs. But what do we have inside? Knowledge. But what can you see in psalms? Repetition, right? See, for his mercy endured forever, forever, forever. Plenty words. So it's different from Isaiah. Isaiah looks like so doctrine, everything. give yourself to things that are excellent. Don't be carried away with pits. Amen. If you want to, some people say, oh, I can't attend your church. Why? Because of the music. Why do you have? Don't you have earphone? Don't you have tech at home? Find good sound system. Put music. Dance. For church, truth is priority. Amen. And the music, everything must not overtake truth. So by the time I tell you that do break dance, everything, you have forgotten truth. Hallelujah. Say, I maintain my in Christ sanity. Say, things didn't save me. Say, things didn't save me. Things don't maintain my salvation. Let me say this last one. Though it may look a bit controversial. Remember that song? And that one man I love personally sang. Oh, 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 oh. What have you said? You have not sang in tongues. You have not sang in understanding. Which one? You have just lamented. That is not groanings. Amen. How do you grow? That's not. The Bible says, sing in the spirit, sing in understanding. That's enough. Don't look for anything in between. Is that clear? Thank you. Bow down your head, pray in tongues. Thank you. I said, pray in tongues. Now, value that tongues. Hallelujah. Bow down your head, pray in tongues. Oh, Yalama, take a vira, Savala, deda. I maintain this reality. I maintain my sanity. Come on, just pray, Katibuta, tete. Sing in the Holy Ghost, come on, sing in the Holy Ghost. Sabola ratapata kapala ma seke mana 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 ma shantama. Katata le rosso vale ma sakapala ndate la tata. Just sing in the Holy Ghost, come on, sing in the Holy Ghost, come on, be louder. Just don't stand up, just sit down, be louder. You are singing realities in the spirit, come on. Yella malama rasse bale malama ketole mazapala about taking this. Rona malama zabala maneda. Yella masse polibo ze rasse bata. Se pole se pele so tate tate. We give ourselves to realities. Ne papa tite tate tate. Ye pola tete ke la manane. Se potale. Ye potale. Ye potale la tete tata. La malera se poli tata. Wo ala mashata tete tata. We don't give ourselves to faboos. To faboos. Faboos. Fiction. Make believe. Church is for reality. We give ourselves to realities. All to realities. Yele mana rose gebilante tete tate. Hallelujah. So learn to compose songs from scriptures. Don't just respect scriptures. Don't forget. See, if you are here, if you have a love ministry and something like a Selenium ministry, you are fine. It's not bad. Because you know church, you know your ministry. You know, I'm sorry, I call it ministry. Sorry, I mean career, something like that. It's not bad. But first in church, what do you do to your brain? Reset. So therefore, let your songs come from understanding, not from your dream. Just woke up one day, you have a bad dream. You say, one day I know I've sing a song. I came from ministry to estates. What are you?
Can you see? Is it one anti? Contrast. Don't sing songs against himself. That's why you want to say, God, you are saying God is in you. You are saying, thou art your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. Where is his feet? How can the feet of a man be the most high place? Your presence, Lord, I seek your face. In his presence, I'm seeking your face in your presence. Are you confused? Sing what you believe. Don't just make it together. Remember, just if you have your Bible, just look at this Isaiah 12, 5 and 6. I composed a song from here years ago when I didn't know anything about song or so much about doctrine. Compose scriptures, compose epistle, compose understanding. Let your songs come from what you have been taught, which we do in this place. Oh, I call it sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. That's verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Verse 6 now say, cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For what? For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Just pick a song at home. I mean, pick a verse. Compose on it. Amen. When I will be, maybe the coming Sunday, tell Pastor Joy, come here. Everybody, you will sing a song for us. Compose it from scripture. Don't say you will not come, you will come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Compose a song from understanding. Compose a song from scripture. We give, that will be our praise and worship next week. Is that clear? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, bend your feet and just let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Come on, glory a bit more. Glory, 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 glory.